18 shares. Every day on Radio Nova, just before 11 a.m., we play a couple of songs key to today in music history. Have a listen. But for now, here's some light reading and watching. March 8th in music history looks like this. 1965, Bob Dylan's single Subterranean Homesick Blues was released in the U.S. The lead track from his Bringing It All Back Home album gave Dylan his first top 40 hit. Subterranean Homesick Blues is also noted for its innovative film clip, in what became one of the first modern promotional film clips. The clip was shot in an alley behind the Savoy Hotel in London. The cue cards which Dylan holds were written by Donovan, Allen Ginsberg, and Dylan himself. 1968, Cream played the first of two nights at Winterland Ballroom, San Francisco, California. The concert was recorded with some tracks ending up on the Wheels of Fire double album. 1969, Small Faces split up after singer Steve Marriott announced he was leaving the band to form Humble Pie. Members Ronnie Lane, Ian McLagan and Kenny Jones linked up with Ronnie Wood and Rod Stewart and formed The Faces. 1973, Paul McCartney was fined £100, $170, for growing cannabis at his farm in Campbelltown, Scotland. McCartney claimed some fans gave the seeds to him and that he didn't know what they would grow. 2003, former Dire Straits frontman Mark Knopfler was injured when the Honda motorbike he was riding was involved in a collision with a Fiat Punto car. The 53-year-old singer and guitarist suffered a broken collarbone and six broken ribs in the accident which happened in London's Smart Belgravia district in mid-morning traffic. 2009, a blue plaque in honour of the Who drummer Keith Moon was unveiled on the site of the Marquee Club in Soho, London, where in 1964 the band played the first of 29 gigs there. Fans on scooters turned up to pay tribute to Moon, who was 32 when he died of an accidental overdose in 1978. 2016, AC/DC postponed the rest of their current US tour after singer Brian Johnson was warned he was going deaf. The band posted a statement on their website saying doctors had advised Johnson to stop touring immediately or risk total hearing loss. 2016, record producer, arranger, composer, conductor, audio engineer and musician, George Martin died aged 90. Martin produced all but one of the Beatles albums. This is a beautiful piece of footage from Giles Martin, George's son. I don't normally share anything personal, but this my dad from a while back explaining to my daughter he signed the Beatles. Ordinary people do extraordinary things. Great decisions are made for the simplest reasons. I figured if I like them this much other people might too. redheartpick.twitter.com/j4bf96b4zs. Giles Martin, at Mashup Martin, January 19, 2022. Monkey Mickey Dolenz has a birthday today. As does one-time Eagle Randy Meisner, Gaz Coombs of Supergrass, Gary Newman and Tom Chaplin of Keane. Don't forget you can now get This Week in Music History from Nova.ie and Radio Nova. To subscribe to the podcast, just click here.